Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. March Madness upon us all around the world of college hockey, and playoffs beginning in the ECAC. Number 5-seeded Big Green of Dartmouth getting ready for their challenge this weekend in the playoffs against St. Lawrence. And we're very pleased to have with us from the Big Green of Dartmouth their sophomore centerman, Will Graber from Broomfield, Colorado. Will, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Will, it was a very solid second half of the season for the Big Green of Dartmouth. There were certainly some struggles record-wise during the first half of the year, but the corners seemed to be turned on a trip, well, for you, a sort of a homecoming trip for you to Denver, Colorado. Just to give us a little bit of perspective about what that was like, the opportunity to play close to home and thus see your teammates rally back for such a great second half after being able to breathe that Rocky Mountain air that you're familiar with.
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, our kind of big second half push got kicked off right before Christmas break there with the kind of upset of number 2 Denver at the time, which was kind of a huge boost to our team. I think our team morale at the time. Obviously, it was super fun for me to be able to go home, play in front of friends and family, something that I had kind of had an eye on the schedule for since kind of last year in the summer when I found out that we were going to be heading to Denver. Something that I was super excited for, and then it was obviously an incredible experience to kind of be able to win in front of my family and kind of in my hometown. So that was an awesome experience, and it also kind of catapulted us, I think, into the second half of the season that we've had, which has been incredible. Obviously, you mentioned we had a rough start, which I think was just a matter of some growing pains and kind of people getting accustomed, kind of finding some chemistry, which I think we've done down the stretch.
Yeah, that weekend, that series, pivotal one for the Big Green turning the fortunes around, and really a couple of tight games. You lost that first game 1-0, but the rally in game 2 to come back and win 5-4. You were right in the midst of that rally, getting a big goal to get the Big Green within a goal. And the fact that you fell behind and then were able to get 5 unanswered through the second and third period, that must have done a world of good just to boost the confidence of your team overall.
Absolutely. I think the first 10 games of the year, I think we weren't playing with a lot of confidence. We weren't playing with a lot of trust necessarily in each other. I think that kind of changed that weekend. Obviously, so we played the first game close. I think that kind of gave us some confidence in terms of the fact that we could hang in there against top teams, and we kind of recognized that. And I think the next night, even though we got down 3-0, we'd seen the night before, we could hang in there with the team. And obviously, DU is a great team, but we'd kind of experienced that before, that we could hang in there. And I think second and third period rolled around, we got some good bounces, kind of some things started to go our way, and we just built off that, which was huge.
And built off that, indeed, into the second half of the season. And Dartmouth, one of the top teams with 11 wins over the second half of the year. And a big part of the success has been your play and the play of your line mates. And just to give us some perspective on that, nicknamed the Timberline with the great size. You guys look almost like you could be an NBA front court there across the board there at 6'5 and 6'3 and 6'4. But you've been matched up there on your line. You've been in the middle with Shane Seller and Quinn Foreman. What about what each guy brings to the table and how this has been a successful formula for you, Will?
I think it's been really good. I think we got put together, I think, just before the Denver weekend, if I remember right. And since then, like you mentioned, we've had a lot of success. And I think that's come from we started to trust each other a lot, and I think we've all kind of started to gain some more confidence. I think trust has been the biggest thing for us as a line. Shane does a great job bringing a ton of energy, creates turnovers, gets in there, and has turned into a finisher this year, which has been huge. Being in the right spot at the right time, had some big goals for us as a team. And then Quinn, obviously, had a great freshman year. I think he started a little bit slower than maybe he would have hoped, but I think he's come a long ways, and he's really found his stride this year, making plays, obviously the hat trick this past weekend, which was huge. I think he had a little bit of trouble, I think, kind of finding the back of the net. And then this past weekend, 3 goals was unbelievable for him. Super happy for him. He's had an absolutely incredible freshman year. So I can't wait to see how he continues to develop over the next 3 years here. And as a line, I think I look forward to what we can do in the playoffs. I think we're clicking at the right time, and teams are having to respect us, which I think is good. And I think we're playing with a lot of confidence. I think that's the biggest thing you want down the stretch is playing with confidence, playing with trust in each other, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Growing up in Colorado, were the Avs a big part of your experience there, rooting for them and being a part of the fan base out there for the team that kind of owns that Rocky Mountain area?
I think the Avs played a huge role in kind of kickstarting hockey in Colorado, really. I think you saw a huge boom in Colorado in terms of youth hockey right when the Avs got there, and they were successful, obviously. So I think that's a big reason why I ended up getting started in hockey, was just because hockey was booming and there was a lot more rinks opening around just with the addition of the Avalanche area. And then growing up, I was never the biggest Avalanche fan, but I would go to games here and there, and I think it was a really good influence on me, and I think it's been an incredible influence on hockey in Colorado and hockey.
You went to the USHL. You played almost 3 years to prepare for NCAA Division I hockey. What about that experience and the opportunity when it came knocking to play for Coach Gaudet and come from the Rocky Mountains to Hanover, New Hampshire?
I mean, I kind of knew that college hockey for a long time was a goal and the route that I wanted to go. I viewed it as a way to get a good education and allow myself more time to develop. I developed pretty late as a player, and both physically, and I think the extra couple years that college hockey gives you really has helped me. So I think that was always kind of my mindset, that I wanted to go play college hockey, and I viewed USHL as the best route to do that, at least for me, being a premier junior hockey league. I think it does a great job preparing people to step into college hockey and be successful. I think you see that year in and year out with players who come straight from the USHL into college hockey and are an impact right away. So that was always a goal, was to play college hockey, but I viewed USHL as kind of the stepping stone to get there. And then as far as coming to Dartmouth, when the opportunity came knocking, it seemed like the right fit. I mean, great school, great opportunity for academics, which is something that I always wanted to use hockey to get somewhere that I might not be able to get without hockey. So I think that kind of fit the bill there. And then as far as a hockey program, it's got a credible reputation and a storied history. And so I think it seems like the right fit, and I think it's proved to be a good fit.
And you playing in the middle, of course, responsibilities not just to key the offense with you and your line mates, which have been big factors, but also defensively. And a remarkable stat that was pointed out to me by Pat Salvis there from your sports information. You've taken 28% of all the faceoffs the Big Green have taken this year. You talk about being a go-to guy on the draw. Coach Gaudet has got you out there in faceoff situations literally and figuratively as often as possible. That's a big part of your game.
Yeah, it's something that I think when I went to juniors, I kind of saw how important faceoffs can be and how much they can dictate the pace of the game and the flow of the game. And so I think that's been something that over the 2 or 3 years I've really wanted to make a strong point of my game, and something that I think last year I started really trying to think about before the game, ending the game above 50%, try and hit 60% on those, which is obviously a lofty goal, but something that I had in the back of my head. That's something that I've continued this year. I've just tried to take every draw key in and treat it as a one-on-one battle that you're trying to win. It's surprising, I think, sometimes how influential faceoffs can be in a game, and hopefully we can dominate the dot and as we move forward into playoffs.
I'd talk about the fact that you had a three-point game, three assists with success of your line mates finding the net and you being involved with that over the course of this weekend, but not to be outdone, just a couple of weeks ago, you had a five-point game and was the NCAA's number three star. Your offensive ability, your playmaking ability with these guys, really come to the forefront here that put your line about as formidable as any in the ECAC that anybody's going to see in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think we're clicking at the right time. I think we've started learning how to read off each other a bit better, which I think is, I think right when we've been together, we get opportunities, but there was a few miscues here and there. I think down the stretch here, we've just really figured out where each other are going to be and kind of where to go when the other has the puck. So in the O-zone, if I have the puck and I'm rolling up the wall, a lot of times now Shane and Quinn will know how to read that. They kind of can anticipate what I'm going to do, which has led to a couple of big offensive nights. And I think day out, we had a number of scoring chances of just about every game. And I think that's our goal going into every game is to have great A's. You can't necessarily control your bounces in terms of how many points or goals you're going to get in the game, but you can control how many great A's, or you can try to control how many great A's you're going to get. And I think that's kind of the thing that we focus on, is controlling the play and hopefully getting great A's.
And you emerge from the regular season with 22 points, leading the team in assists with 14, leading the team in scoring overall, and also very important 200-foot responsibility as a plus six. Last year, you had to play both up and back on defense. This year, much more settled year for you. A lot of times the difference is very dramatic from year one to year two. Did you really feel that in terms of confidence right from the beginning and knowing what you were in for this year with the rigors of ECAC hockey?
A little bit. I think the start of this year was a little weird for me. I think I came in and was expecting to kind of have things come a little bit easier this year. And I think just not just for me individually, but also as a team, I think things were more than we expected and kind of getting the bounces that we had hoped for. And so I think it kind of took settling back in and kind of reevaluating and coming at things kind of one step at a time and looking more at setting short-term goals in terms of winning battles, getting shots, little things like that, at least for me. And then kind of the points, the goals, things like that, those things have kind of come since then as we've kind of settled down as a team, and I've settled, Julie.
Next up will be St. Lawrence in the opening round of the playoffs. You'll play at Thompson Arena, one of the great college, I always say one of the great college hockey barns and college hockey experiences. It'll be 2 out of 3 in the ECAC opening round. St. Lawrence team, Will, you just saw a couple of weeks ago. Any advantage to that, the fact that you've got some familiarity. You had a big third period. The club, your club come back, the big green, after trailing in the second, and three unanswered down the stretch in the third period to beat St. Lawrence. It was certainly a tight one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a little bit tighter than obviously we would have hoped for. It was huge that we were able to find a way in the third period to pull it out. But I think that just goes to show that they're a good team, and we need to respect them going into this first round. I mean, they have potential to be a very good, be lethal on the forecheck. So I think we need to be prepared for that, and we need to go into this focused on one game at a time. Obviously, it's the best 2 out of 3, but that first game is extremely important. So I think the biggest thing is to make sure we respect them, because the playoffs is, as you know, anything can happen in the playoffs. So one step at a time, one game at a time.
Well, I want to thank you for your time and joining us here this week on Inside ECAC Hockey, and best of luck with you and Coach Cadet and the Big Green moving forward this weekend, hopefully taking another step forward toward Lake Placid here in the opening round.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Will Graber, sophomore centerman out of Broomfield, Colorado, for the Big Green at Dartmouth, our guest here this week as the Big Green get ready for the playoffs on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.